Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you have just joined us, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. Welcome to the program, The Growing Child. I'm your host, Sister Zeenat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, joining me this afternoon is our community nursing sister, Sister Fatima Dawood. And just to tell you what we will be discussing this afternoon, inshallah. Well, we are, if you remember correctly, we've been starting a series of programs on safety, and that is what we are going to continue doing, inshallah. We hope to be talking about safety in the home where our kids are concerned. And inshallah, we hope to look at the different rooms in the home. So we're hoping to talk a little about the kitchen, a little about the halls and the stairways, the bathroom, the bedrooms, the living room. These are all the rooms that we normally have. And of course, most importantly, the play area, the safety in those areas of your home, inshallah. Now, there are some general rules that apply to all rooms of the house, and these include avoiding having trailing flaxes, loose carpets, rugs, and flammable items of furniture, and also choosing furniture that is child friendly. For example, you should avoid tables with sharp corners. Those are very important things when we do, sometimes furnish our homes. Those are important points that we need to take cognizance of. We need to know, because, maybe if you are newly married, you don't have children in the home, but inshallah, soon you will be having children in the home. And I think that is important for us to remember when, but think of the future, a little bit of the future as well. I know sometimes, the things that we buy are so beautiful and you want them and you can afford it at that time, but always think, will these things be good enough? Because you're not going to be changing all these things every now and again, especially things like furnitures and, other furniture is one thing that you don't choose, you don't always change so readily. So these are things that you need to think about, try to avoid tables with sharp corners, example. And then keep all electrical plug sockets covered and have windows fitted with window locks, and teach your child from a very early age that hot things such as fires and ovens are dangerous and that she or he should never go near them, but maintain safety precautions until your child is at least 3 years. When your child visits other people's homes, scan the room for potential dangers. If you are in a house where there are no children, then carry out a quick check for breakable items, heavy ornaments that can be pulled off surfaces, open low-level windows, and sharp objects. Now, as a parent, you need to do these things when you especially are visiting homes where there are no children, because sometimes what happens is, they have beautiful objects and ornaments in the home, and you feel so bad when your child accidentally drops something of that. How do you feel when that happens? So Fatima, assalamu alaikum, jazakallahu khair for joining me once again this afternoon. It's been a while because, it was Ramzan, and it was we had a program immediately after Ramzan, of course. But so many things happened from then until now, and I think we just had one program in between. So this is a program that we're having after quite a few weeks now, alhamdulillah. But assalamu alaikum and jazakallahu khair for joining us.
And it has been a long time, but it's a very interesting program, so it doesn't matter how long it is, you always look forward to coming back to it.
Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. Like I said, we're going to be talking about the safety of the home, and it is so important to have a safe home. And if you have children in your home, to have a child safety home. We need to be so careful, and especially, grandparents' homes, your own homes. These are places where children, they frequently visit grandparents, and they frequently visit maybe uncles and aunts. So as uncles and aunts, we also need to be very careful when we know that children are coming to visit us. Your nieces and your nephews are coming to visit you. I think it's important for people of the home to take that extra precaution. Whenever you know there are children coming, especially little children, then you should try and put away all those expensive ornaments that you have that you don't want children to break. Maybe heavy ornaments, big ornaments that children can accidentally drop. And, you know, it will just cause so much of sometimes embarrassment on the, you know, on the part of the parents who have come there with the children. Sister Fatima, what do you say about that?
Zinat, you know, it is embarrassing when something happens to a child or something happens to a home where people are not used to having children around, especially with people there are no children around. Or you find that sometimes you go into a home and you find the children are so very well behaved. And then you wonder and you think, are these normal? In your mind you think, is it normal? And then you think about it and say, maybe it is. But what we must remember is that children are children that are growing. A growing child is an inquisitive child, experimental child, exploring child. What do we mean by that? Is that this child is now growing up. And when you look at a child, we as grandparents have been through it with our children, and now our grandchildren are going through it. So what we do is...
Okay. We're just going to take a break, Sister Fatima. I think there's a bit of a problem with our sound. We'll be back in a few moments. Do stay tuned.
اطلب العلم اخي فهو درب به نور به ترقى به تحيا عالما حرا فخور اطلب العلم اخي فهو درب به نور به ترقى به تحيا عالما حرا فخور سل اماما عاش في العلم دهورا ودهور يطلب العلم ببذل حتى ضمته البحور سل اماما عاش في العلم دهورا ودهور يطلب العلم ببذل حتى تضمته البحور صابرا بالعلم صبرا حتى سموه صبور يخرج العلم بفأل مثل ريحان زهور صابرا في العلم صبرا حتى سموه صبور يخرج العلم بفأل مثل ريحان زهور اطلب العلم اخي فهو درب به نور به ترقى به تحيا عالما حرا فخور.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the program, The Growing Child. I do apologize for that bit of technical difficulties. I hope our sound is much better now. Okay, so we're talking about children, you know, visiting each other's homes, Sister Fatima.
What I was saying is when we visit homes, it's a big people thing. We want to see our mothers, our children, our grandchildren, our the in-laws. We visit because it's a social thing. And in that time, we don't think that there are people that may not accept that you're coming with children, and they call them naughty children. There are no naughty children. We must remember that. There's no word such as naughty. Because what we do is, even a baby of 6 months, we slap them on the hands and say, naughty baby, naughty boy. No, it's a wrong word to use. A totally, totally wrong word. Because children are there to learn. They're learning. And when they see things, they want to know. They want to know color. They want to know shape. They want to know objects. They want to know what it is. Look how interested are children in cars. Because why do you think they're interested in cars? This car takes them to places where they want to be. Could be anywhere. Could be on a fishing trip, on a holiday, visiting people. But this car does the, and this car makes noise, and it makes sounds, and it's a beautiful color. And it just interests everybody.
Takes them places.
And it takes them places. And this car takes, it interests everybody. Because if it's a beautiful car, even the big people like it. Even the adults will come and say, wow, what a car. And this is what children are doing. They're learning. Mm-hmm. They're exploring. They're experimenting. They want to know because their little minds are growing. You know, if you go into a... One day, if you have a chance, go into a home where there are children that are disabled, little retarded children, children with problems, children with mental problems. And what do? We cry. Your tears actually roll, because when you look at this and you say, Shukr Allah, for my healthy children, for my naughty children, we thank Allah for that. Because those children can't do what these supposed naughty children are doing at home. And then we wonder, is it fair to treat children differently when they are normal, they're experimenting, they're exploring, they want to know what's happening. We are there to teach them. But like Zinat says, make it safe.
Yes,
make a place safe. Whether it be in the kitchen, be the bathroom, be the garage, be the staircase, be the car, be the street, make it safe. Make it safe for your children. Don't allow your children to be maimed. I know of children who have fallen through walls, accidents, where they lose their brain, they lose their mind. They are alive and yet they are not alive.
Yes, that's
and these are things that we can prevent. We really can prevent it. And this is what we must do. And when you're planning a house, I know everybody, the first thing we do when we get into a house is to renovate. We must renovate the house. We must make it very comfortable. We must make it up to standard. When you're doing that, think of the safety of the children first. The staircases. Where is this leading to? Is it leading into a street? How are the gates going to be? Are there going to be safety gates? Is the kitchen going to be safe? Are there going to be doors that are swivel doors that's going to hit the child and knock a child over? The stoves, where are your knobs, the stove knobs? Are they down? Are they at the reach of a child of 2 years? Your switches, your fridges, anything in the kitchen, whatever it is it safe for the child? Is it child safe? This is what you have to look at.
Definitely. You know, we're talking about child safety here, but I think as we grow older, you need to make sure that your house is safe for the elderly as well. Just as it is, as you want your house to be safe for the little ones, we need to also remember that at certain stages in our lives, we need to, if we don't have it, then we need to make sure that we have safety for our elderly as well. You know, little things that can actually cause accidents. And we need to be very careful about that as well. In any case, we want to start with we're doing about safety at home for our kids. So we're going to start in the kitchen. And Fatima, I'm going to share with you some of the things, and you can tell us the dangers associated with some of these important points that we'll be discussing. At the same time, these are points that we need to consider when we are in our homes. So we're going to start off with the kitchen. And the first one they say is we need to fit the cooker guard and always point saucepan handles towards the back of the cooker, out of reach of little hands. Why is it so important for us to make sure that when we are cooking, that the pot handles are not hanging, you know, they're not over the stove, where little children can perhaps, even not only little children, even adults can accidentally knock it over. What can happen to children?
Look, with our modern kitchens, before the kitchens had a coal stove and a bucket of water on there for the bathing and a kettle, a very big kettle which was quite safe, and nothing else really. If you look at it, they had a bench there, no chairs that you can pull and fall, and the place was safe. But now when you look at it, everything has got some unsafe object to it. Your kettle. The kettle is the spout itself. Must be turned away from facing anybody that's passing there, whether it be an adult or a child. Your electric wires, very important. Your, look, which has got electric wires? Your kettle has got an electric wire. Your fryer has got electric wire. Your pots have got electric wires. Your stove has got electric wire. So has your gas stove got electric wire. Your fridge has got an electric wire. What else is there?
There's so many things.
The knife, the electric knife.
Your toaster.
The toaster.
Everything's got wires.
Everything has got wires. And, you know, I went to Lenmed once. It was very early in the morning. And we went for something, for some emergency, I can't remember. And this lady ran in. she ran in her nightie from El Dorado Park. And she ran in with her child because the child threw over the cup of coffee and the child got burnt so badly. Can you see what these small things that we don't think of can harm a little child so, so badly? So when we're doing things to the house, when you're furnishing your house, look at the safety first. Where are you going to place your stove, the electric stove? How is it covered? Are the knobs way above the child's reach? Your gas stove. How many homes in Lanesia have caught fire because of gas?
Oh yeah, that's so, you know, we need to be so careful when we
you
use
know,
gas stoves as well.
A neighbor of mine, it happened now in the week. I can't believe it that it can happen. A simple thing as that, I couldn't believe it, that the lady put a frying pan on the stove and she left it on, and that heated, and the extractor above the stove, I don't know what, apparently there's something in the extractor that absorbs, and that caught fire, and the kitchen caught fire.
Oh my goodness.
Simple. I you know, when I went there and I saw this, and I just thought, I said, I didn't know this can happen. I really didn't know an extractor can catch fire.
So how?
And apparently there's something in the extractor that's inflammable. And the heat of the oil set it alight.
Oh my goodness.
So these are things that we must look at. These are things that we must be aware of. These are things that we're aware of where, as far as the modern life is now, with a cell phone ringing in the bedroom, or the phone ringing elsewhere in the sitting room, or the car's alarm going on outside, or the radio going on when we are busy cooking. This could have happened where you're busy cooking and something distracts you, so you forget that you've left a heated the stove
on the stove,
with something on the stove, and you walk away, and this can happen, and this can happen to children as well. Because remember, like I said, children have got an exploring mind. They act at an experimental age right through until we get married. Because we're expecting all the time.
Mm-hmm. And yes, if you leave something hanging over the stove and there's little ones playing there, we need to be so careful. You know, they can just, on their little tiptoes, try and see what is in the pot. Because they love to play cooking, you know, where they have their little toys where they also pretend to be cooking. So they may be thinking, oh yes, mum's pot also. Let me just check what's in there. And if it's something very hot, can you imagine how the child can burn?
And the other thing is, what we do is we fry and we take the pan and we put it in the oven to cool off. And this little one sees that the mother is frying in there. So they want to know what is she frying and how does this happen. And what is happening to the pan? Is there something unusual happening in the pan? Because you put something in and suddenly it turns brown, and then you eat it. So what is that? It could be bread, it could be sambusa, it could be pie, it could be anything. And you put it in the oven. The child now thinks, you know, this is what she uses. Let me see what is it. So she opens the oven, or he opens the oven, pulls out the pan, and there the child gets burned. It has happened, not that I'm saying things that hasn't. It has happened where children have got burned like that.
Mm-hmm. So yes, once again, we need to be very careful where our stoves are concerned and what we have on our stoves and all those, you know, those electrical wires. We need to make sure that when even the cattle wires are well out of reach of any of the children. Okay, another one. This is very important. It's the fire extinguisher. It should be at a very easily accessible place. It must be put into a place where it is very easily, and of course the very important thing is the use, how to use it.
Zinat, before you come to that, what about the floor? Slippery floors. Remember, tiles, they are slip-proof, but if there's oil on tiles or water, you do slip. And when you slip at that time, you grab anything to protect yourself. And if there's something hot on the stove and you grab, this is where you can get burnt as well. So slippery floors, be careful of the type of tiles you're using, the mats, the loose mats on the floor, be very careful of that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the extinguishers are concerned, it's something that even adults don't know how to use.
So we've got extinguishers at home. Yes, that's what
we
I said.
We definitely have.
We have.
But how do you use it? What about the sprays? We've got the oven sprays, we've got the grease sprays, we've got the insect sprays, we've got the detergent sprays, we've got the spirit sprays. All those things, all very dangerous. Because children, like we said, are inquisitive. They want to know how it happens and what happens. And if this is what my mother does, maybe it's fun. Because when we go, we spray at the insects. We spray the corners. But you're not telling our children, you know, there's a mosquito biting us, so we're spraying because a mosquito's biting us. So you spray and they don't know why. So they want to know why, and then they use that. And they can spray in their eyes. You can blind the child like that. If you spray anything in the child's face, they can get exhausted. If you can agitate the child again, then they can stop breathing as well. So that's another danger.
So, yes,
so
really
kitchen true. Has got a lot of dangerous things.
Okay, they also talk, the fire extinguisher, one should know how to use it, and it must be very easily accessible. So, and I think it's so important, you know. I'm sitting here and I'm looking straight at one fire extinguisher, and I'm just thinking, how does that thing actually work? I don't have a clue. And it's important for us to actually know how these fire extinguishers actually work. Then they say also to fit a smoke detector on the kitchen ceiling and check its batteries regularly. I don't think all of our homes have smoke detectors. Does the button not do that?
No, we don't have smoke detectors.
I know. No. My home certainly don't have it. So.
But with the fire extinguishers, you know, what we must do a drill. Look, they do drills in in the shops, in the factories, in the homes, in the offices, in any workplace, in the hospitals, in the clinics. They have drills. Why can't we have a drill at home?
We're supposed to, actually.
Have a drill at home and
teach
everybody how to use the extinguisher, how to use the hose pipe. A lot of times that happens. Look, many a time the fires happen in Lansia, then the fire brigade comes out and there's no water there. So it senses putting a hose pipe into a tap that's not running. The tap should be a tap that's got, you know, a service tap where there's water in it. How to use the hose pipe? How to connect the hose pipe? How to to run the water? These are all things that we should have a drill with.
Mm. And we as homeowners or whoever it is should know, and people in the home, not only the owners, but even the people living in the home should know how to use, extinguishers, how to use where to get water from, where every tap, what every tap there that you have is for. I think half of us don't even know, these big taps. What is it, the main taps outside? Don't even know how to open it ourselves.
I was thinking of the main tap, and what I'm thinking of is our electric board at home. How many of us know how to use that board? Which switch is for which part of the house? If something happens in the top bedroom, where is the switch? Which one of the 200 switches there belongs upstairs there? Because you would switch and switch and you're switching the wrong one. So these are the drills which you should have at home, is to teach ourselves first where these things belong. How do you switch off a stove? How do you switch off the water? How do you switch off if something catches fire at home?
What to do?
Which switch do you use to cut off electricity? Electric shock, where is that connected to? Sorry, man.
We need to know all this. And now that you're mentioning all that, I'm sitting here and I'm realizing myself that I don't know everything at home. We don't know. And we should make an effort to actually know all these things. It's very important.
These are important things. That's how highs are. Like I said, when this happened with my neighbor, and the people who came to help, they says, you're fortunate. Your kitchen caught fire. Three houses burnt out in Indonesia. So where do we go to when our house burns out?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go to?
I think it's important for us to know, how to react in an emergency situation as well. Because sometimes what happens is that we go into a panic and either we don't know what to do, you know, you get stuck, you just don't know what to do, or you do the wrong thing which can aggravate a situation.
With panic, you do panic, but if you know what to do, you sort of override the panic. Because you go for something, you do something because you know you have to save that life. You have to do something to help that person. And then panic does come in. But if we know what to do, it sort of eases the panic. But if you don't know what to do, you become flabbergasted really because you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And then what's the first thing we do? We run. We run out. And this, and if you're going to run away from a problem, that person can lose their life.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, inshallah, we will continue with our program. A reminder to our listeners, if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact us. The number to dial 011-854-1548. You may have, experienced something, an accident like this. Maybe by you sharing it with us, we can be more aware of it. So perhaps you can call in and share your experiences with us. Inshallah. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments.
Al-Tawheed Islamic Center is refurbishing at Wailers Farm Masjid and Madrasa. Kindly assist in this project to uplift this community. Donations can be made to Al-Tawheed Islamic Center. Standard Bank. Branch code 015-137. Account number 202-572870. Or visit us at Trade Route Mall, number L31, next to CLC, or at our head office, 31 Protea Avenue. Please note we also accept Zakah, Sadaqah, Lila, and all other donations. We're also registered for Section 18A. For more info, please call 011-854-9510.
Sedgar's, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look at our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgar's, your original family store, where personal service is guaranteed.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar-proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Akenhof. Call us on 011-948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
Sister Zenith and Sister Fatima bring you The Growing Child, a series of programs on child development from birth to 12 months. The Growing Child, a program to help moms and babies get acquainted.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If you've just joined us, welcome back to the program, The Growing Child. I'm your host, Sister Zenith. My guest is Sister Fatima Dawood, our community nursing sister. And we currently discussing general rules to apply to all rooms of the house and to maintain safety precautions until your child is, well, we say here about 3 years old, but I'm sure it's even more than that. We're going through the different rooms in the home, and we are currently doing the kitchen, and I think that's what we're going to be doing today, only talk about the kitchen, one of the most important rooms in the house. Where many of us spend many, many hours. You know, everybody spends a lot of time in the kitchen, not only the mum or not only the cook. So basically, that's what we're talking. Now, they talk about another very important one, Sister Fatima. But before we do that, I'd just like to remind our listeners that our lines are open, and you can call in if you have you know, maybe an experience that you have had, an accident that may have happened, you know, by you sharing it with us, we can perhaps save another person's life. So share your experience with us if you had one. I know it may be a little difficult sometimes, but please feel free to contact us, talk about it, and inshallah, hopefully in that way we can, you know, make other people aware of it, and, you know, we can perhaps even prevent an accident like that happening again. Okay, the number to dial, 011-854-1548. We also have an SMS number or a WhatsApp number, which is 082-84-92786. Stay tuned. Okay, now the next one that we want to talk about is matches and cigarette lighters that should actually be kept out of the reach of our children. Sister Fatima, why is this so important?
You know, first of all, the hazards. Cigarettes is hazardous for a child. Because, you know, it's the health, as far as health is concerned, cigarettes are just a no-no. But as far as matches are concerned, as far as lighters are concerned, we have the gas stoves at home, and sometimes the switches don't work because every gas stove has got this electrical like a little knob where you press and the light goes on. It's electrical that gives off the light in the gas stove. Now, when that happens, what we do is we use matches or we use lighters. As far as matches and lighters are concerned, like we said, is that it's the interest of the child. The child is a growing child. The child is now in that stage where they want to know what happens, where it happens, what happens with fire, it lights up something. So they want to know why, what for, when, all these things that happens. Is matches are a very interesting object as far as a child is concerned. Remember, it's like a stick. You strike it on something and there's a fire. So this is the interest of the child, not because the child feels they're going to burn. It's the interest they are learning. This is something that you strike. It's like a cracker, and there's a fire. So they want to know, what is this thing?
Inquisitive
mind. What is it? So matches, lighters as well. You click, and there the light burns. So they want to know, what is in that lighter that does this? So it's experimental mind that the child goes for these things.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the objects that we have to put very, very far away from children.
Mm-hmm. And accidents can happen so quickly. You know, if by mistake they do actually burn that match, what is the first thing they do is that they suddenly get such a scare and they would drop the match. And the minute that match falls onto maybe a piece of paper, maybe, you know, on a piece of material, and the next best thing, there's a fire in the house. And how do you handle a situation? What does a child do when a thing like that happens?
And this is when the child strikes a match or a lighter, they feel. You must remember, children, the five senses come into being. The smell, the taste, the feeling. They want to feel what it is. And when they feel, they burn. And when they burn, they let go. And when they let go, you don't know where they're going to let this go. You've heard many a time that when a house catches fire, they don't know how this happened. Nobody can tell you when did this happen, how did this happen. And what happens to that child, he's not going to go ask for help because he knows he's done something wrong. He's going to run away and hide, and by the time the child hides, this thing has flared up and it's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't ever think that you can teach a child. We are very fond of saying, don't tell lies, because Allah doesn't like not the children that tell lies. Allah Pak doesn't like naughty children. Teach them why. Why doesn't Allah like naughty children? Why does Allah Pak like the inquisitive children? Because these are things that children are learning. Allah has put this into our brains that we have to learn. To live in life, we have to learn. To live in life, to go through life, we have to have experiments. We have to experiment things to learn. It's a learning process. School is a learning process. Varsity is a learning process. Work is a learning process. So we can't stop our children, but we can teach them. We can teach them the safety of all these things we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we can show them. You know, we have to show our children, is teach them and show them what can happen if this happens. If I do this, this will happen. If I jump off a step, I'm going to break my knees, I'm going to break my legs. I'm going to get hurt. This is what we teach our children.
You know, and I think what we sometimes fail to realize, that children understand.
Oh, yes, they do.
You know, we think children don't understand, but they do understand. They, as small as they are, they understand danger. And if we need to explain, like you say, talk to them, explain to them. You know, they may still do it. I don't say they're not going to do it at all. They may still do it, but they do know now that, you know what my mom said, it is dangerous. We need to not do a thing like that.
But what we do is we teach our children what we, the way we want to do it. There's a learning process in everything. If you want to know something, read books. There are books that teaches you how to teach a child, how to go about teaching a child, what to use to teach a child, what objects must you do to teach them certain things. Because you teaching a child, don't touch his matches, because you're going to get burned. Now the child doesn't understand what you are saying. What is burn? Tell an adult, you're going to get burned. The first thing gets in your mind is pain. Right? Loss of a limb, pain, exhaustion, all those things. A child doesn't understand it. Don't touch his knife. It's going to cut you. Cut what? And if it cuts you, what happens? Nothing. What does a child understand? But when he sees blood, now he gets a shock because of something red.
And the pain.
And then now the pain comes on. Now they scream. But they don't know. So we must learn the easy way of teaching our children to understand. How do you understand? And you teach them from an early age, you teach them at that age. You must be at that level. The example must be at that level of a 2-year-old, level of a 3-year-old, level of a 4-year-old. As you grow up, it must be at their level of understanding. It is senseless telling a 1-year-old child, you're going to fall down the stairs.
What does it
understand? Doesn't understand. You're going to burn. You touch his cup, you're going to burn. Now the child is going to touch it. What is burn? Let me experiment and see what is burn. So they touch and they pull. Now when they touch, they burn, so they pull. And when they pull, the cup falls over. They didn't pull on that cup on purpose. It was learning process. But we didn't teach him at that level what the burn is.
I think it's so important, you know, instead of saying no, 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 don't touch, no, don't do this, no, don't do that. It is better that we try and explain to them, like you say, at their level, what can happen, what will happen if you do this or if you do that.
So you tell a 2-year-old child, you're standing with a 2-year-old in your hand, if you cross this road, Baba, the car's going to knock you. What car are you talking about? I love cars. I love my daddy's car. When my daddy comes home, my Abba comes home, I get in the car and then we zoom and then we go visiting. It's nice. So what car is going, what is going to knock it? This child doesn't understand. It's not at his level. So we must come down to the level of our children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another very important point that I think we need to talk about, and which normally happens in the kitchen, is that we always collect all the plastic bags. We go shopping.
Very dangerous.
We go shopping and we buy all our groceries are in all plastic bags, and we come home and we have this drawer full of plastic bags.
And what do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do with plastic bags? You know, think about it. We put on mehndi and we put a plastic bag over it. We wash our feet, we oil our feet, we put a plastic bag over it. Because it softens the skin. The mehndi is going to darken when it's covered for a while. And you can work with it because the plastic bag is over it. We dye our hair, remember that? And we put the plastic bag over it. Don't we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? What does a child do? He learns what he sees. and he learns from what you do. And he will imitate you. What you do, he's going to do the same thing. So what, he looks at this plastic bag and he puts it over his head, because his mother does it. And when this plastic bag is over the child's head, of course, he goes into panic. And instead of screaming, he can't scream because no scream is going to come out. You've got a bag over your head. And obviously when they panic, like, they drop, and this, nobody knows what happened. And this, what, you can lose your child's life like that.
So plastic bags
are very, very dangerous.
Out of reach of
children. Out of reach. Completely. Whether it be a big plastic bag or a small one, they must be out of reach of children. If that child takes this plastic bag and puts it over the baby, he's experimenting, isn't it? His mother does it, so why can't he do it to the baby? And there's nobody around there. What's going to happen then? You lose your child.
You know, you don't think of all these things, but these are some of the dangers that are associated with these little things that we have in our homes. Okay, so be careful. Please keep plastic bags, especially, out of reach of children. Nobody says don't have them, but make sure that they, you know, packed away out of the reach of children, especially if you have little children in your home.
Even if you haven't got little children, if you've got little children with you, but sometimes you get visitors coming in. We have families together. Look, on each day you can't say people must come, because it is a joyous time where families get together. And these are the times that these accidents happen, because there's a lot of people at the same spot at the same time. So these are the times that we must be very, very careful of these things. And what you're talking about now, you can say all these things that are so dangerous in the kitchen, is your plastic bags, your knives.
Yeah, those are some of the things, the sharp utensils. You know, we pack it, okay, we have all our knives. I actually noticed my little one, and I thought of it today, my granddaughter. She came with a pear to me, and she says, "Nani, please cut this pear for me." And I said, "Okay." And she says, "Don't worry, I'll bring the knives for you. And she went straight to the drawer, opened the drawer, and I said, "No, don't worry, I've got a knife here already." But I realized immediately that she can take out that knife. She was
so easily
tall enough to open the drawer, take out the knife. So that meant, obviously, take those knives out of that drawer or any other sharp, whatever, any sharp cutlery that you have.
Sharp instruments. What about the father's tools? Your screwdrivers.
Mm.
The sharp objects that they use for all of them. It's all accessible to the children. And remember, as they grow up, it's so easy to pull a chair. Get on the chair and you reach.
Yes, and especially when they at that age, they're about 2 years old, they start doing, you know, anywhere they want to come. Even hot water from the tap is something that we need to be careful of, because they pull their chair to the basin and they want to wash their hands. They can do it themselves. They want to become independent. But the thing is, they open up the hot water tap and that hot water comes out so fast.
Now, see, if you look at it like that, now you think, if you look at it like this, how do you overcome a thing like that? How do you overcome it?
A child is
2 years old. They can reach, they can pull a chair, they know cold water, they know hot water, they know the taps. Teach them. Show them. Open the hot water. The hot water tap has got a red mark on it. The cold water tap has got a blue or a green.
Blue, yeah.
Blue or green.
Blue mostly.
Blue or green. Yeah. So teach them. Say, look, you want hot water, so you open this tap. So open it and let the hot water come out and let them feel.
That you can.
They feel, and what they feel, they learn. What they taste, they know. What they experiment with, they know. So these are small things that we have to teach them. Teach them that if you touch this hot water, you're going to burn. Then you close the tap and you open the cold water and let them feel that as well. Now you teach them, and you say, which one would you use? Cold water, because it won't hurt you. Hot water is going to hurt you. A two-year-old can understand a three-year-old. But a tiny baby, a year-old, the most experimental, the highest experimental level of a child is the one-year-olds. Because they are now learning to walk. They, 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 they can see, they can feel, they know, they want to know. Those are the dangerous ones. Those are the dangerous ones. They're very, very careful. And you know, today it's so easy. You've got protectors all over. You can buy protectors. The plug wall, the wall plugs, they're protectors, isn't it? You can cover them with. Your taps, cover them. Your chairs, move them away, because they can climb. They do climb on chairs. 1 year olds can climb. But 1 year, 13, 14 months, I guess, they climb. They can. They climb stairs. So they can climb on a small chair. So apart from burning there, they're going to break a limb, they're going to break their legs, they're going to hurt themselves, they can brain damage themselves. So these are all the things you have to know.
You know, as a parent, I think you play such an important role in their lives. You need to be so aware of your children all the time. And if you have people that are taking care of your children, you need to make sure that they know all these important things as well.
You know, what we do is when we're going to work as young people, the first thing we do is the house. We have to get somebody to look after the house, because the house has to be cleaned. When you come from work, you want a clean house. What about your child? What about your children? The first thing you do is get somebody to look after them, and then you come to the house. They are the important ones.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
They are the ones that you have to protect.
And you need somebody. I mean, everybody can't always afford to have that somebody to take care of, that to play with your children. But I think it's a good idea, if you can, to make sure that you have somebody that will be around your children, well, almost all the time.
All the time.
All their waking time. Even sometimes when they're sleeping. But the best thing is to make sure that there's somebody that is keeping an eye on the child. Because sometimes as parents, we're so busy in our homes. As mothers, we're busy preparing things and doing things. And, you know, a child needs somebody to take care of them at all times. Keep an eye on them all the time.
And when you do employ anybody, please employ people who know, who love children.
Responsible people.
Who love children. Because many a time a child has been maimed because they get people, or they get the domestic to look after the child, and those people couldn't be bothered about the children.
And you're not there.
Get hurt. You are not there to see. And it's the only thing that you can say and take the note of is when you have somebody looking after your children, watch your child's behavior. Please watch your child's behavior. If suddenly you find your child withdraw, and the child suddenly doesn't talk anything again, watch that child very carefully, because this can be the end product of what this person is doing to the child.
Yeah. You know, there was it, going on our WhatsApp messages, there was this thing going through. It was so heartbreaking to see how the person looking after the child was actually
abusing
the child. So we need to be very careful who we also obviously hire to look after your children. Well, there's so much, you know, and I think we're going to do this because these are important things that we need to know about. But unfortunately, time is against us, but inshallah, we will be back with our program. Inshallah. And we're continuing with this, inshallah, in our next program. So once again, Jazakallah wa khair, Sister Fatima, for joining me on this program. And to all our listeners, Jazakallah khair for listening. Well, that's it then from us. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.